was waiting for you, waiting for all my
Love, and you are listening to the Rob V Radio Show on RobVRadio.com.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is E-Double. Their name is PJ Harvey. Let's go.
Mama told me.
Yeah. Black pastry.
Mama told me.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Mama told me. One day I'ma grow up big and I'ma be a king. And my papa told me. It's okay to say when shit hurts, don't forget your dreams, cause they'll get you through this. So call life, they call living, but I call it strange, and I bet I'll do it. Cause I'm on my way, it's strong enough that I can shake the pain.
Hey, Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Rainstorm, meet me in the conference room, we need to brainstorm. Need some middle ground, need an even keel, get you a war, pick the sides, give me fever chills. Take them both like my flu shot broke, I need to give and take to keep me out of that moat. My head above water, thoughts of those lost this week, all the tragedy stay on repeat like we can't shake shit. I can't speak on it, fist to the sky, but I can't beat on it. Drinking my cup, so I'm gonna sip on them. Can't lose, probably pissed, you can't stiff on them. All these levels of these relative problems and benevolent celibates for those who can solve them. I'm feeling pretty low, like I'm stuck at the bottom, but I know I'll rebound like the Bulls with Rodman. I am just exactly what I will be, just a guy who can rhyme and chop ill beats. One day I'll recover from what ails me, till then I'm on that fuck what the sales be.
My mama told me, one day I'ma grow up big and I'ma be a king. And my papa told me, it's okay to sit with shit hurts, don't forget your dreams.
Episode 452 of the Rob V Show. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Email me at robvradio@gmail.com. Instagram, the Rob V Show. Twitter, Valavis82. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Anywhere you can find a podcast, that's where you can find us. But on the program today, the one, the only, Jocelyn James is here. What's up, gorgeous?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Now that you're here, I'm a lot better.
Good.
So, I guess the way we start the show is all the time is, what have you been up to lately? So what has Jocelyn James been up to?
I have been adopting animals, buying more plants, remodeling my house, working towards retirement, traveling, working.
So not anything that people would think that you were doing. You're just normal stuff.
Normal everyday.
You're kind of like a loner. We're not a phone call. I have to see. This is what happens. It would not be a Rob. It wouldn't be a Rob V show if I didn't have some sort of audio problem. But you know, stuff happens. Anyway, I'm not taking any calls yet. But we'll get there. Anyway, so yeah, because people would think. Well, I know that you don't because I did all my research. But people wouldn't think that you're a homebody and that right. You're low key and that you're not out partying and doing crazy things.
Yeah, people think quite the opposite, actually.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But I want to have you on because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk to. But so pretty much adopting animals, hanging out, working towards retirement, nothing crazy.
Still shooting. I don't obviously really shoot as much as I used to. I have feature dancing gigs pretty regularly. Actually, going to be in Nashville the first week of September.
Okay.
I've got 5 shows out there. I think their shows, they're saying first show's at 11, second show at 1. So I'm pretty excited about that. Probably going to stay a few extra days just to enjoy the, okay, the sights and stuff. And I do have some hometown friends that live down in Nashville now, too.
Okay.
And then I just found out a few weeks ago, and I think I mentioned this to you as well, that I'm getting inducted into the Urban X Hall of Fame.
That was in my notes.
Yeah.
Don't mind me as I try to fix things.
It's all good.
I have my notes here that I was gonna that I was gonna get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're a busy woman. I will fix the camera at our next commercial break. Is of course again, it wouldn't be a Rob V show, I didn't have problems. So a lot of stuff I want to get to, but first, so what I've been up to, two things. One, so I coach a semi-pro baseball team.
Nice.
Right? So like best college players in Pennsylvania. I also have like a bunch of ex-pros to play for my team. So I'm suspended tomorrow. So I'm not going to, I'm not allowed to coach my game. So I'm pissed off about that.
Okay.
To make trouble worse, I think I'm getting a 2-game suspension.
What did you do?
Here's the thing. I didn't do anything. Mm. I didn't do a damn thing. But here's, I'll give you the short and skinny because I don't think I should warrants a 2-game suspension. Mm-hmm. But so umpire makes 2 bad calls. All my guys start losing their shit. Something happens with a fan. Some other stuff happens. The umpire goes, calms everybody down. He comes back. He's like, if everybody says anything else, you're gone. I'm like, okay. So he turns around, and when he turns around, someone on my bench, I won't say who it is, goes, oh, well, Mike Quinn, who's the field ump, Mike Quinn's been making bad calls all night. So the umpire turns around, and he goes, all right, who said it? And, of course, no one's going to say what they said. So he goes, well, I'm going to pick somebody randomly. I'm like, well, I don't want him to pick one of my starters. So I'm like, all right, I did it. So they toss me. So I leave. No big deal, right? No harm, no foul. So after all that happens, we have a press box above our dugout. I go to the press box. I'm not talking to anybody. My uniform's off, nothing. I get a call from our umpire chief. He goes, Rob, he's like, here's what the umpires tell me. He said that their coach said that you were still coaching and that the umpire told you to leave and you never did. I'm like, that's bullshit. That never happened. None of that stuff ever happened. So I don't really understand why that happened. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So I have a 2-game suspension probably. I'm not happy about it. I'm kind of pissed, to be honest, completely honest with you.
Well, they might suspend you for another game for supposedly being there when you're not even there.
They might. I could watch the game because our games are broadcasted, but I think I'm still gonna go. I think that's what I'm gonna
do.
Yeah, I'm allowed to go.
Okay.
I'm fine. Right. I'm allowed to go.
This
is really bugging me. You know what the sad part is? I had this all set up all day. We're going to get this fixed. This is live radio, folks. Nothing can go wrong if it's alive, as Vince McMahon always says. We're going to get this fixed eventually, I promise. But anyway, so I'm suspended. And then, so I'd go to Whole Foods because I got you some food in case you were hungry. Do people annoy you on a daily basis like they do me?
All the time.
Do they?
All the time.
Do you let them know about it?
Yes, sometimes. Well, it's really hard not to when they are talking about me. Like, I can't hear them because my boobs are too big. Can't hear you.
Yeah.
So
that's a problem.
Yeah.
But people in general just piss me off all the time.
I don't like people. That's why I like to be by myself at the house.
Okay. No. I just little things. Just little things bug the absolute hell out of me all the time. It's like, how can I explain this? I was pulling in somewhere. I let someone back out. I let the person go. Then there's another car next to him. So I go to pull out, and they try to back out by not paying attention. So then as they pull around, they feel the need to honk the horn at me. Like, really, you're the asshole. It's the same people that don't put their carts back in the cart return. I've done whole shows on that. Just people not putting carts back in the cart return.
Oh, I always put my
cart
back.
It annoys the hell out of me. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I have no idea. I can't get it. Anyway, okay, so the volume is better, which is good. All right, so good. The audio is good. That's a plus. We need the audio to work. Now I'll get the camera fixed, and we'll be fine when we have one more commercial break. See, this is what happens. I get all prepared. I have all my notes. Everything's set. I've tested everything 15 times. And I swear to God, it's like there's gremlins. As soon as you show up, it's like a gremlin pops into the line. I don't know what the hell's going on. I can't figure it out.
That's just me and technology, darling.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to your podcast and all that stuff in a bit. But I have noticed you've done some, like when I have a guest on, I try to do as much research as I can, read everything, watch every interview. The last couple, you did a podcast, I guess you were in Vegas. There was like 4 guys on the show.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing, and you barely talked.
Yeah, because they talked.
Yeah. I'm like, you're the guest. You're the one that should be talking, not anybody
it's
else.
All good.
Like, that kind of stuff just bugs me. I'm like, you're here. You're the guest. Yeah. I need you talking. You know what I mean? But anyway, just little tiny things just drive me up a wall all the time. So I do want to talk about. So you said you're going to start a podcast. You're thinking about starting a podcast.
No, I never said that.
I thought you sent me a thing. Said you were talking about. Hold on. Now I have to go to my phone. No, you didn't say that.
No.
Hold on. See. Hold on. Now I'm going to look, and then you can call Rob an idiot. I could have sworn when I said, what do you want to promote? I could have sworn you said that, unless I read something wrong.
I said I wanted to promote my feature dancing.
Yeah, I got that, and the award show, and I got that.
That was it.
I must have misread. Yeah. Now I'm an idiot. Then I'm going to ignore it out of my notes. I'm a moron. You can be like, Rob, you're a jackass because you screwed up.
You're not a jackass.
Although people will tune in to listen to you do a podcast.
I'm sure they would, but I just don't have that.
You don't
kind
have
of
the
time.
See, I tell all the girls this, and they say the same thing you do. You don't have the time for it, but I think you guys would kill it. It doesn't matter what the podcast it would be on. It could be on. It could be on animals. It could be on.
Right.
Brandy Love loves boxing. I told Brandy last night after I was busting her balls all night last night that she could do boxing because she's really into boxing. But
right.
I just screwed up. I'm very upset, and I'm supposed to be a broadcast journalist. And I have notes written down, and I screwed up because I could have sworn when I was texting with you, you go, yeah, I want to promote the podcast. My gosh, you're doing a podcast. We should probably talk about that.
No.
And I completely screwed that up.
You got me confused with somebody else?
No, I definitely didn't. You've been the sole focus. For the last 12 days, it's been a cast of thousands to make sure everything's as good as it can be, except for technology screwing up, as good as it can be before you even got here. I got the bathroom repainted. We got new blinds up. I got some other surprises I'm going to give you that people did. I called it all kinds of favors for me. I was going to have one of the current Philadelphia Eagles from Alabama call in. But the problem was when I talked to my guy at the Eagles, I don't think even though he probably would have done it, the PR person probably wouldn't have stirred mustard because I'm having a porn star on. Mm. But not that I give a shit. Not that he gives a shit. It's just there's all this kind of I hate protocol. I hate going through protocol all the time. It's a pain in the ass. And people are too politically correct.
Are they, though?
I think they are. Or they hide it.
I think they're not.
Really?
I think they're not.
I get, so my baseball team.
Because if people are so politically correct,
yeah.
Why do you have a problem with what somebody does in their career? And if you've got a problem with it, why are you watching it?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Like,
you wouldn't know what I do unless you look.
That's a good point.
Because I don't. Not dressed like a streetwalker.
It's funny when I coach baseball, I don't know if it's new. I guess I've had it for 2 years, and I really don't care. They call me Porn Rob. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing. All right, all my guys, they're baseball players. Like they always talk about women. They don't give a shit. But all the other guys get pissed off, and I'm talking to my team. I'm like, if they were on this team, they wouldn't be giving me shit. They'd want to come and hang out on the show. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, baseball players, they're what's holier than now. Which is complete bullshit.
Are they, though?
They're not. No. I'm going to take a call in a second once I get this situated. I will take phone calls eventually, people. No, but, you know, athletes are, I'm trying to think the pecking order of athletes. I'd probably say hockey players are the nicest. Mm-hmm. Well, you can stop me if I'm wrong. Hockey players are the nicest. Then I'd probably do baseball players, and it's a tie between football and basketball players being assholes. Sorry, Hollis. What do you think? Am I wrong in that regard?
You're pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why basketball players are a pain in the ass, but they are. I
not
can't.
All.
Okay.
Not all.
I'm generalizing.
But
I'm sorry.
It's just like thinking, you know, putting everybody in a box. But
that's a good point.
Generally speaking, what you said is accurate, but in my experience, I've had everybody be assholes and everybody be nice.
Okay.
So, you know.
That makes sense. I got it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Sorry, I'm still trying to fix. See, this is why I need an intern, because there's 8,000 things I have to worry about, and if one thing goes wrong, I can't go fix it because I got to focus on the guest. But as they say, the show must go on all the time.
Right.
It has to go on constantly. So, you're a busy lady. Thank you for coming, taking the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So, do you know how long? Like when? I was having this conversation with my buddy today. Do you have a number when you want to retire? Like, or is it like, I want to make this much money, and then I want to retire, or I'm just going to do it till I don't want to do it anymore?
When I pay my house off and my house is done being remodeled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's an honest, it's like having a goal.
Yeah.
Because I was just always curious, like, when is it like, you know what, like, I think, like, for example, do you know Nick Manning at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick's a crazy son of a bitch. I think he's done, like, 75 sound drops for me. So, 2 years ago? Yeah. So, as of 2 years ago, Nick's done. He's out of the business. He's finished.
Right?
He was settled down, and he wasn't dating. He was like, I'm living a normal life. He'd call me every day, because he actually was drafted. He was a good baseball player back in the day, so we talked baseball all the time. He's like, I'm living a normal life. Okay, no problem, Nick. Then, like, 2 years ago, he calls the show, and he's like, I'm back. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're back? He's like, I'm back. I broke up with her. I'm back, baby. So now he's back in at full tilt.
See, I don't think I'd ever fully retire from anything, because I've been working since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I don't really know anything other than taking care of my family.
Yeah.
But I would definitely, once I have those two goals achieved, I will definitely slow down and enjoy my beautiful house that I'm creating.
That's the whole point of working, is so you can enjoy it and have fun. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? You know? Right. I don't really understand any of that. You gotta have fun. You gotta work hard and then have fun with all the hard work you've done all the time.
Right. And I know a lot of people are like into vacations and all the kind of stuff. Like, my favorite place in the whole wide world is my house.
This home. You sound like my father. My father's like, I don't like people. I like staying inside all the time. That's right. What I like to do.
Pretty much.
Okay. So you're a homebody. Yeah. And then I read, and hopefully I got this right, you like to do laundry.
I do. Yeah.
So I should have just had laundry for you today. You would have enjoyed that.
Dirty laundry makes me crazy. Actually, even when I'm on the road, I'll book apartments or lofts that have a washer and dryer in the unit, so I can do laundry, because I can't stand dirty laundry and traveling with dirty laundry in my suitcase. Yeah.
So next time you're in town, should I just drop laundry off for you to do? Okay. I'm holding you to that. You're doing laundry next.
Yeah. I have friends that when I'm home in Vegas, my friends bring their laundry over all the time.
You have a laundry party.
No, they drop it off. I do it, and I tell them when it's ready to get picked up.
It's kind of like what I did at my mother's today. Yeah, I dropped my laundry off, and normally I fold it, but I was running errands, so she folded it for me. Mm-hmm. I have an Italian mother. What do you want?
Yeah, well, a Polish-Ukrainian Jew. So.
See, I'm half Polish, half Italian. I have that in my notes, too, I was going to get to, except for the podcast there that Rob was wrong about, because Rob's an idiot.
Well, I mean, I am not saying no to it. But it's just right now when I do have free time, I enjoy just being at home with, you know, my family and my furry babies
and doing your thing,
my stories.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes perfect sense to me. I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down. So, you're traveling, you're homebody. I'm trying to think, when was I in Vegas last? Oh, I was in Vegas for the Eagles game. So we rented out the entire pool at Caesar. So all the pools ran out for our tailgate. So I was there with Hollis Thomas, who played for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And I'm there with, and you know, Allure Jensen. Mm-hmm. Allure's from Philly. She's a huge Eagles fan. We're at the pep rally we had, and we're in a VIP area. And I said to Hollis and Allure, I said, who do you think is going to get recognized more? Hollis, the Eagle, or
Allure?
It was 50-50. In the beginning, it was Hollis. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, people would stop and look, and then they'd recognize Allure. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could live in Vegas.
Usually towards the end of a tailgate, people's mouths are a little bit looser from the liquor, and they're a little bit more brave.
Yeah, but the good thing was nobody was out of line at all. Nobody was out of line at all. But they just started recognizing. They're actually very nice. They were very cordial. Everything there was no. There's no issues at all, so it was a good time. But I don't know if I could live in Vegas. I guess after a while, if you are like, I don't know, there's too many vices.
No.
In Vegas. For me. Now, if I didn't drink at all and I didn't like to gamble,
I don't gamble.
I know. I'm just saying. For me, there's too many. There's like after. I guess the reason I say I couldn't live in Vegas is when I go to Vegas, I'm going there to go on vacation.
You can do all those things here. There's underground poker games.
Oh yeah.
There's you can get liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I got you. I mean, it's not. Don't get me wrong. I did like when I went to my friend's house. I liked the fact that, because I was never really off the strip before, mm-hmm. that you can go out back and you just see the mountains, and I thought that was cool. I got a kick out of that. Mm-hmm. Then we finished a handle of vodka, and I don't even know how I made it back to my hotel room. So I have no idea.
Well, you're here now, so
I made it back in one piece. How I made it back in one piece? See, this is good that you're here, because you've been sober for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
This is like one of the first shows of her. I'm not drinking at all.
Good.
Normally, I'd be like two martinis deep by this point, but I'm like, Jocelyn's not drinking. I'm not drinking.
Good.
All I'm drinking is Red Bulls, which doesn't count at
That's
all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? How is coconut water, by the way?
It's good.
Does it taste like a coconut? Is that a dumb question?
Yeah, it tastes like a coconut.
Okay. I never even heard of it.
You've never drank water out of a coconut?
No.
Really?
I haven't.
You don't know what you're missing.
No, I guess that's going to have to be a new thing. I'm going to have to start drinking coconut water.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm going to have to work on that. But
it's good for hydration, especially while you're, you know, in between drinks. Drink one of these and then the alcohol won't hit.
You think it's better than Pedialyte?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to drink coconut water then. Like, where'd you learn how to drink coconut? Well, my guy Jocelyn told me how to do it. That's what she did. So, I'm trying to think what I wanted to say. Oh, okay, here's, you can't. How can I? I'm trying to think how I can word this. So in your partying days, okay, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Is there like a story that pops in your head of like a party you were at? And it's like, Rob, you're not going to believe this party I was at and these people I was hanging out with. Like any interesting stories from back then, party stories, anything?
I mean, I worked in the nightlife for a long time. Yeah. Seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. Maintain the level of anonymity.
I had to ask these things.
Because contrary to popular belief, I do keep secrets.
I understand that.
That's why I do have a lot of people that have a lot of respect for me.
Mm-hmm. So I won't get any party stories out of you?
No.
Okay. Look, I had to try.
I mean,
I had to ask the question.
Me personally, I have done my fair share of wild and stupid shit.
Pardon
me for saying shit.
No, this is the internet. You can say whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
But, I'm very grateful to be alive, you know?
Yeah.
After dying four times, it's not necessarily a party story per se, but I woke up in the hospital after being dead, and I asked the doctors, where am I, what day is it, and how long have I been here?
Yeah.
And they're like, you are dead. I'm like, okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get that, but I'm not dead now.
Okay.
So, where am I, how long have I been here, and what day is it?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
every day's a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day. But yeah, I'm sure like it was on my notes. I got to see if I can get any stories out of it. But I've had a lot of the girls on, and now they'll tell me stories like off microphone, but they won't talk about them on microphone. I'm like, this would be the good stuff, but you have to have a certain level of privacy.
Yeah.
Right? So I understand that. I get it. I understand what you're saying. So, another phone call. We might as well take a phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
That would be Pottstown.
Pottstown. What can I do for you?
Yeah. And is Jocelyn still there, or is she gone by now?
She's here. I think I know who this is. Can I ask who's calling?
That would be TACO.
Taco's actually alive.
Hello, Taco.
Taco, you've actually resurfaced, and you're alive.
I'm still alive, dude.
You know, well, I haven't talked to Taco in, God, it's got to be 6-7 years, easy. Easy.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, Jocelyn's here.
Well, when you went to college and you retired from the military, things move on.
I hear you. Well, you got Jocelyn on the air, so if you want to talk to her, you can. It'll give me time to try to fix it.
All right. I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Hey, Jocelyn, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good, darling. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to make sure that you made it in okay, and Boston treated you well, except for your
horrible
woman that you had.
Philly.
Yeah, but as I said, I just wanted to say a real quick hi and make sure everything was okay, and you have a good night, okay?
I will, darling. Thank you for checking in on me.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
There's a blast from the past. I could tell you some interesting stories about Taco. But like you said, you got to keep some things under wraps.
Yeah.
I got to be, even though, see, that's the thing, though. Me not drinking, I won't fly off the handle as much.
Good.
I won't not fly off the handle. My lips won't be as loose. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Keep it classy.
Yeah,
keep it
classy. There's nothing classy about this show. But I'm trying to show some decorum. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to think the last time I saw Taco. I got to give Taco credit. I'll give him credit for something. He didn't introduce me to Nikki Hunter back in the day, so I got to give him credit for that. Nikki was awesome.
Nikki.
Oh, Nikki was great. I wish Nikki still did a radio show.
I know.
Yeah, Nikki and, well, Lisa Ann hates me, but that's a whole other story. I think Lisa Ann hates a lot of people. I try to. We haven't. Well, my, well, Jocelyn's here, so we might have might as well bring up the Lisa Ann story. So, she's still mad at me because when I first started the podcast 10 years ago, she puts on Twitter that she's at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, right? So my producer's next to me, and he goes, "Yeah, let's page her." It's like, that's a great idea. Now, mind you, she said she was at the airport. She put it on Twitter, okay? So I thought it was funny. We paged her. She flipped out. Got so pissed at me. I'm like, okay, I can kind of see her point of view 10 years ago, but at the same time, it was funny. I thought it was harmless. She still won't let it go. I stopped apologizing. Like, I'm done. I've stopped. There's no point. I want to get Jocelyn's thoughts. Based on the look you're giving me, you'd probably be pissed at me if I paged at the airport. No?
Not if I'd said it on social media.
Okay. I've tried. I've even offered her sums of money to come on the show.
My thing is if you've already announced it and if somebody else says it after you said it.
Yeah. Okay.
But some people are different than myself.
Hello, you're on the Aurelia. Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Hello.
Once, twice.
Bye.
Nobody's there. folks, when you call in, just make sure, you know, you are, you know, talking and, you know, ask questions for us and, you know, it would make our lives a lot easier. You know what I mean? I think I know what I did. I think I have the audio corrected. I did something stupid, but that's the typical Rob move doing so. Now when we have take our commercial break, I can fix the video, then everyone can finally see you. Because I'm an idiot. Anyway, so if you call in, tell me where you're calling from, what you're calling about. Don't call and then don't say anything. It's all I ask. It's pretty straightforward stuff, people. So I'm going through here. I still can't see my notes here. I'm gonna look at these notes. And it's going to piss me off because it says podcast, and you don't do a goddamn podcast. Feature dancing. So you're feature dancing in Nashville.
Yes.
Any other dates lined up?
Not at this time.
Do you want to have other dates lined up?
I am open to it if it fits in my schedule. But like I said, on my downtime, I'm remodeling my house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I was just because when you said you were feature dancing, that I remember.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had like a bunch of stuff like scheduled.
I normally do, but I have kind of told to all my people that book me for different things that
yeah.
I need. You know, at least a week or so.
Okay.
Each month. Not every month is like that, but yeah.
Okay. So, got one feature dance gig booked. So, as far as shooting goes, is that stuff, I never know how this works because I'm interested. Is it planned out months in advance or is it like you'll get a call and be like, do you want to shoot like in a month or how's that work?
Well, for me personally, because my schedule is booked out for usually about a year. Advance.
Sorry, another phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hey, this is Christian from Ambler, Pennsylvania.
Warren, I hope you're not drunk, because if it's a dumb phone call, I'm going to dump you.
Nah, just checking out. How you making out, guys?
I'm good. It's one of my friends.
How's the day going?
It's good. Warren, what do you have to share to the program?
I have to share the program. I'm just seeing what's going on. I mean, what's the schedule like for Jocelyn over the next couple of weeks? How's she making out?
Warren, if you were, don't worry, this is one of my good friends. If you were listening 5 minutes ago, Jocelyn went over this.
I'm here in Philadelphia Father's Day.
I didn't miss that. Jocelyn, repeat the schedule. What's going on?
Go ahead. You're only going to repeat this because it's one of my best friends. I'm going to be nice to him, but Jocelyn, go ahead.
Okay, I'm here in Philadelphia until Father's Day, and then I go to New York until the 29th, and then I go to L.A., and then I am back home in Vegas, and I get ready to go back out on the road again, and I have the Urban X Hall of Fame Award Show on the 18th of August, and remodeling my house. That's what I'm doing. And then September 1st
when do you sleep?
Is Nashville.
When do you sleep? Do you ever sleep?
At nighttime from 1 a.m. to 4:30.
I would imagine. So, Rob, how are you making out there over at the good old Orland, Pennsylvania?
I'm doing fantastic. I have Jocelyn here, and I'm going to assume you probably had a couple drinks in here. Are you stone sober?
Actually, no. I got home and saw that you were online, and the show was running, and I was excited to see you. And actually, Rob, I'm more excited to talk to you than I am to Jocelyn. So even though that's kind of crazy, but there you go.
Well, listen, Warren, the good thing about you calling in is that I was able to fix the video and now everybody can see Jocelyn properly. So I'm glad I got
that's
the video.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Warren, your friend. So, yeah, what were you saying, Warren?
So in the meantime, yeah, so while I'm speaking, I get to fix everything. I fixed everything for you. It's pretty much typical of how a Rob Valiva's show goes. I fix everything for Rob, and Jocelyn's just sitting there in the background. You know, all your buddies always trying to fix everything, or you're trying to make it right with the girl, right?
Well, yeah. We'll if I have time, I'll let Jocelyn hear about my love life or lack thereof. We haven't got to that.
No,
yet.
We're not. We don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't. God, no, we don't. Warren, anything else you want to cover?
I just want to say hello. Jocelyn was. I hope you enjoy your time with Rob. He's a great guy.
That's not true. None of that's true.
Have fun. Enjoy the show. You know what? Let loose. It's cool. Have a great night.
All right, Warren.
Thank
I'll see you,
darling. Thank you.
There's Chris Warren calling. See, the good thing about him calling, I got the video fixed and I got the audio fixed.
There we go.
See, the problem is I was flustered because something wasn't working. And I was so pissed off. And I'm like, I have to, because first of all, my attention needs to be on you. Not if the camera works or if the audio works. It's a pain in the ass all the time.
I just don't understand.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, so we're talking about your feature dancing. Now, did you take a break from feature dancing and you're just starting again? Or have you been doing it steady?
No, I've been doing it steady for quite some time.
Okay.
The only thing that put a damper in things was COVID.
Yeah, what's COVID? What's that? We had... you know Priya? Rye? Yeah. I'm probably butchering her last name, and she'll kill me for this. She came on the show for my 400 show right when people actually – well, people were always flying, but it was the first time she flew. Mm-hmm. And she came on, and it was just – where was I going with my story here? See, this is probably why I need a drink, because I had a good story about Priya that I wanted to share that had to do with Vegas, and we're just going to throw that out because Rob's a jackass. Anyway, so, again, in the words of Vince McMahon, nothing can go wrong if it's live. If it's live – nothing's wrong. Everything's perfectly fine. That's what it was. So feature dance. So the last feature dance. First of all, for some reason in Philly, it's died down a little bit. They used to have all the girls used to come in.
Yeah.
But I don't know if not as many girls are doing it anymore, or maybe just because of COVID, it slowed down.
Just the clubs are just starting to get back, you know, into the swing of things. So
that's probably what it was.
That's more of what it is. Yes.
I'm trying to think the last. So the last features person I saw.
Because I was just in Pittsburgh during the marathon feature dancing at
we were cheerleaders. The guys at cheerleaders are good guys. Yeah. The guy that runs us from South Philly. Mm-hmm. We were down there, was it 2 years ago, for the Phillies Pirates game. I like that club better than the one in Philly. Because John.
I danced at both.
Yeah, John, I'm not a big fan of John in Philly. Hollis knows why. We've talked about it on the show. If you want to find out why, you can listen to old archives, but I'm not going to go into that. But the last time I had saw a feature dancer, so my buddy Jay, who runs Double Visions, which small neighborhood club, but a great club. Mm-hmm. I think they won small club of the year three, 4 years. So Kendra Lust was dancing at Double Visions, and I know Kendra. Kendra's been on the show. Kendra was awesome. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stop in, say hi to Jay, say hi to Kendra, have a drink. That's it. So, you know, now when you feature dance, when you're done, do you sign stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kendra's signing things. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to go say hi. And there's this huge guy standing in front of the table. I have no idea who he is. I figure he's a security guy. I have no idea. Right. So he goes, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I just want to say hi to Kendra. I know her. She's been on my show. Now, granted, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure he hears lines all the time about trying to talk to Kendra. And he's like, well, you can't talk to her. I'm like, okay. Obviously, I'm not causing a scene, and I'm not going to cause a scene at my friend's club. So I turn to walk away. Kendra sees me, gets out of her chair, and then jumps up and gives me like a big hug. And I talk to her for a couple minutes, and she goes back to her thing, and that's it. From that point on, she won't call me anymore. I'm like, this is kind of odd. So this is right in the middle of story time. Hello, you're on the air. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, you know where I'm calling from, the Double B, you heard?
The Double B. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff.
What's yours?
Well, you called my show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is going somewhere. What can I do for you, Jeff?
Can you make me a coffee?
Keep going. I'm going to let him hang himself. Okay. Keep going.
With some whipped cream. I like a splash of brown sugar.
Okay.
And
this is why I love live radio. That's it. Did you call? Did you call for a specific reason?
I want to talk to Rob.
Okay. About.
How do you think the Phillies are doing now? We're getting rid of that cocksucker.
I know who this is, but I can't. I don't know who it is. Are you going to let the cat out of the bag? Who this is?
You don't know who it is.
I definitely know who it is. I just can't picture. I know the voice, and it's somebody that I know. But I'm going to give you 10 seconds to tell me who it is, or give me a hint of who it is.
No.
No.
If you know who it is, what's the first letter of the first name?
No. I'm asking you to give me a hint.
Oh.
I love these random phone
calls. The last name and the first name, the last letter in the first name.
Okay.
Ends with an N.
With an N?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think you got this, Rob. Rob, you got this, dog.
Would this person own a beer distributor? What's up, Rye? See, I knew I'd figure it out. Me and Ryan.
Yeah, dog. I thought you would get me on the first fucking.
I haven't seen you in like 5 years.
I know. It's been a while.
Jocelyn,
how you doing, brother?
Jocelyn, you come on and random people call the show. Me and Ryan grew up together from when I was 4 to like 8. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan. I was telling Jocelyn a story. Anything real quick I can talk to you about, because I have a high level guest on.
No. Right. I'll let you go.
All right.
I just wanted to. I was fucking around on Facebook, and your shit.
Facebook will get you in trouble.
Yeah, I'm old, and your number came up, or on the
the studio
on the thing called the Rob V Show,
yeah.
And I said let me fuck with this dude, so.
well, Rye, we'll talk about sponsorship from the beer distributor. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't work there anymore, but we will talk.
there's a lot we got to talk about. All right, Rye, I'll let you go. I'll see you.
All right. Let's see.
Sorry, people coming out of the woodwork tonight. Anyway, so the feature dancing story. So Kendra won't call me back. I found out it was Kendra's husband that was the big bouncer guy, which is fine, but I'm like, I don't think I did anything wrong. The only thing I can think in my head is that he somehow got jealous and said, you can't talk to Rob anymore. That's the only thing I can compute in my head. I can't get anybody's head with that kind of... See, I don't like it when people don't like me. I like to be liked. Is that wrong? Is that bad? Should I try to get over that?
You might want to work on that.
Okay. You could be like my self-help coach. Or Laura and a Brandy Love keep telling me, Rob, stop being such a pussy. You agree with
that? A lot of people aren't going to like you, and that's okay.
That's a good point. There is a lot of people that don't like me.
And a lot of people don't like me either.
See, I got to admit, I've
doesn't
done...
change the price of tea in China.
So far, you've been a joy. Because, again, I've done all my research, and I'd say 95% of the people I talked to said you're awesome. Then there's 5% that said, oh, she's a bitch. And I'm like, well...
Well, they probably did something.
Probably. You're right.
Because usually I'm not a bitch to you unless you've done something to make me a bitch to you.
Yeah. So, but 95% of the people I talk to... Because I always like to know who's ever coming on. What's the personality like? How are they? And so far, you've been a complete sweetheart.
I'm sweet as pie.
You're awesome. You're great. You can't believe every... Well, again, it was like 2 people out of 10 people that I talked to.
Tell me who they were, and I'll tell you why.
Well, I can't tell you on the air.
Because it was the 2 people you've talked about?
No.
It's okay.
No.
Is it somebody that on there, and I need to figure out who... I don't know who those people are.
I won't say who it is, because I really like her, and I don't want to get her in trouble with anybody.
You won't get her in trouble.
I'll tell you. When we go to break, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because there was one person I talked to, and she said, oh, she was a bitch. I'm like, really? I'm sure
there was a reason why.
And then in my head, I'm thinking there's probably an issue.
There's usually.
I'm sure there was, and I didn't judge you by that.
And that's okay, because like I have no problem explaining my side of the story.
And
explaining why whoever it was made me behave in such a way.
And I'm not saying that you owe me an explanation.
No, I'm not at all. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I have no problem saying backing up why I behaved in a certain way.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So, but when we take a break real quick,
okay.
I'll tell you who it is, and then you can, and then I'm sure you will have a story.
Oh, I have no doubt that goes with it. I have no doubt.
Because this person, I love her to death, but I could see how she could piss somebody off. Like, I love her. It was when I told you I got hammered in Vegas and drank a lot of vodka. I was at her house in Vegas. Mm. But I'll tell you when we
take
a break.
That doesn't narrow it down. But
no, it doesn't. But once I tell you who it is, then it'll probably, or you might even say you don't know him.
That could be
100% true.
Because a lot of people say they know me, and I don't know who the. don't know them.
So Adriana Chechik, who's from here. She grew up about 15 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to get her on a million times. Hasn't worked. No big deal. Somebody's talking to her out in L.A., brings up my name, and she goes, I know Rob. I'm like, I've never met her before. But I'm like, why would she say that? Maybe I have no idea, but I'm like, I'd love to meet her. I'd love to have her on, but I've never met her. People just make up stories.
I know. All the time.
See, my thing is, I like to confront things head on.
Yeah.
Even if it's awkward, I just lay it all on the table.
Yeah.
There's no reason to beat around the bush. My problem is I have a conscience. I still have one.
Right.
So, like, I would tell on myself when I was little. Or if I do something wrong or I know I'm wrong, I'll immediately apologize to the person. Like, all right, I fucked up. It's my fault.
I've done it too.
But it's just,
I had to apologize to a lot of people when I was going through my early sobriety.
Yeah.
And everybody forgave me.
No, and I love the fact that you've been sober for 5 years. So my dad's a recovering alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He's been sober for 31 years.
Good for him.
And what he does is, so my stepmom, because he's a big sports fan, he gets a jersey every year.
Nice.
So every year he gets, oh, no, I'm sorry, it's 33 years. Sorry, Dad. So I think that's cool that every year he gets, like next year, this year will be 34, he gets
nice.
A jersey. So, but he always tells me that it's how can he put this? Every day still a challenge.
Yeah.
Like every day, you got to keep working.
Because people want to play with the old you and you don't want to let the old you out.
Exactly.
You know, and the people that don't know you from back then don't know what they're getting themselves into.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I'm not drinking tonight.
That's why I say don't play in traffic unless you want to get hit by a car.
That's a good point. But when in my head, when you told me you didn't drink, I'm like, all right, I'm like, I'll have a drink. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it all.
Because
I don't think, even though my friend's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, well, to me, it doesn't feel like, and I'm not saying that you would have an issue with it or not, because we didn't talk about
right.
it. But I just don't think it's right to do.
I appreciate that.
I want to make you as comfortable as humanly possible when you're here.
That says a lot about your character.
Don't tell anybody I have character. I
didn't mean to say that out loud. Sorry, I'll take it back. No, I don't take it back.
Normally, this show's off the rails by now. Normally, there's shots going, there's martinis being drank, and I don't even know. Then I mess up the soundboard. Like, if I was drunk and all this shit happened, I wouldn't be able to fix it. I wouldn't be able to figure out, oh, I got to turn this up, I got to fix that camera. So it's kind of better that I'm kind of like, that I'm clear-headed right now.
I like it.
You know?
I'm trying to
work on things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
every day is a journey.
So I'm going to take a quick break, but on the other side. So how long do I have you for? I just want to know, like, did I get you for like 30 minutes, 20 minutes? What do I got? 20? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to do what happened on this day, which I'll tell you what that is.
Okay.
I have gifts for you.
Okay.
And I have an interesting question, which I don't know if you'll tell me, but I'm still going to try.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. What do I want to play? What? Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I forgot. Jess Margera from CKY gave me a bunch of music that I could actually play. So on YouTube, when you play music, if it's copyrighted, they take it down.
Right.
So my buddy Jess.
What are the options?
Well, he sent me stuff from, I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Or Fireball Ministry or Viking Skull. Because I wanted to play CKY, but it's all copyrighted.
Right.
So, you know, have you ever heard of CKY
yeah.
before? Okay, uh-huh. So Jess is a good friend. So I texted Jess because he's sending me all this unreleased CKY stuff, but mm-hmm. I can't play it.
Got
I was like, yo, I was like, do you have anything like I can play on the air? And he airdrops me all these songs from his record label. He's like, none of these are copyrighted. You can play all of them.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, so we're going to play one song. Come right back with Jocelyn James. I got gifts to give her. What happened on this day? And we'll be right back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after.
Hey, everybody. My name is E-Double. We'll be right back.
was waiting for you, waiting for all my life.
This is Hollis Thomas, affectionately known as The Tank. You're listening to The Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
Bang! There you go. And we're back on The Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com as I try to turn my headphones back up. Jocelyn James is hanging out with directly from Las Vegas. Thank you for taking the time. It's a big deal that you're here.
My pleasure.
Sorry, it was... you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. You talk so low, I gotta boost your levers up. So a couple of things. You're going to get some gifts. But before that, so when I worked at WIP here in Philadelphia, so WIP is the – they invented sports talk radio, and they're the biggest sports talk radio station in the country. So I worked for a man by the name of Big Daddy Graham. So I was on the air with him 1 to 6 in the morning. So we had all the third shift workers. We had – actually, I got the idea for my show because – excuse me. Our buddy Phil's the DJ at Delilah's in Philly. And at the time, he was the DJ at Risqué. He would bring dancers to the studio. Mm-hmm. And at that time of night, you're not necessarily talking sports all the time. You're talking different topics. So I'm sitting there. This is going back 12 years. And I'm like, this is a show. Just shooting the shit, having gorgeous girls on. This is a show. I said, if I ever get to do my own show, that's going to be it. So Big Daddy Graham's my mentor. Two things that made me famous at WIP. The first one, which I know you'll get a kick out of, is that he nicknamed me IVR. You're like, what the hell does IVR mean?
Okay.
Intern Virgin Rob. So at the time, I was 24. And I was a virgin.
Okay.
I'm not happy. Now, I've since made up for it in that time.
Sure you have.
Okay, I've made up for it, big time.
People say that about me, too.
But I never told him this. And then my brother, who's 3 years older than me and all his friends, they would call into the show at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And they told him this live on the air, that Rob's a virgin. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So from that point on, for a couple months, his producer, Damon, they'd come back, and he'd be like, and WIP sports time in the Delaware Valley is 3:30. And really, Rob, Damon, and I, and the entire Delaware Valley want to know if we can still call you Intern Virgin Rob. And that name kind of stuck. The other thing he let me do is, in order to get on a major radio station, it's really hard to do. You can't just show up and do it, right? So he gave me a segment. So my segment was, what happened on this day?
Okay.
So this is the segment that you might learn some things. You might learn stuff that you don't know. So it's interesting things that happen on this day in history. So 1665, English renames New Amsterdam. I'm sorry, the English renamed New Amsterdam, New York. So that's when New York got its name.
Right.
1787, law passes providing a senator must be at least 30 years old to run or to be a senator. Mm-hmm. 1838, Iowa becomes a territory. Again, this is all stuff I didn't know. 1839, the first ever baseball game was played in America.
Okay.
1849, this is a weird one. Gas masks were patented in Louisville, Kentucky. 1860, the first baseball perfect game was thrown in Worcester, and they beat Cleveland, and Worcester's not even a team anymore. 1903, Niagara Falls becomes a city.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little culture.
Yeah, you're speaking
Jocelyn,
about a lot of New York stuff, which I'm pretty familiar with.
I hate New York, but that's a whole other issue. Come on, I'm from Philly. I can't like
I'm
New
from
York.
New York.
You're from New York State, not New York City. Hold on, wait a second. We're gonna see if Rob's notes is at Anirondack. Hold on, did I get it right?
No.
Hold on, don't say anything. I have this here. Where are my notes here?
You do know the Adirondacks are a mountain, right?
Where are you from? Yes, they're a mountain range. Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Mayfield.
Yeah, see, that wasn't when I looked. That wasn't listed on there.
And Mayfield is in the Adirondacks.
So technically, I was right.
I mean,
it's like saying if you were from Pittsburgh, but you're really from Philadelphia, and I said you were from Pennsylvania, kind of.
I mean.
Okay, that's two screw-ups. So those are the worst two things I do on the show.
It's
you
okay.
can tell me to go screw myself. Okay. 1939, the Baseball Hall of Fame opens up in Cooperstown. There's another New York thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's on my list. 1952, the record-setting, a cat has 420 kittens.
Wow.
That's a lot of cats. 1959, you're going to see a pattern here real quick. 1959, Giants Mike McCormick, no hits the Phillies, 3-0. 1964, South Africa sentences Nelson Mandela to life imprisonment. 1965, the Rolling Stones release Satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
1967, Israel wins the 6 days war. 1967, the Supreme Court unanimously ends the law against interracial marriages. 1978, David Berkowitz. Was he the Zodiac killer?
No, he was was just Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. Thank you.
Yeah.
My old co-host loved talking about the Son of Sam. I don't know why. He was sentenced to 25 years to life. 1989, Ben Johnson, the world-class sprinter, admits to using steroids. 1990, Ricky Henderson becomes the second player ever in Major League history to steal 900 bases. We're getting close down here. 1918, first airplane bombing raid by America, American unit in France. 1922, St. Louis gets record 10 hits in a row and beats the Phillies. See all these things? Beating the Phillies, because the Phillies have the most losses in all of organized sports. It's depressing being a Philadelphia sports fan. 1934, bill passes. Black and McKellar, bill passes, causes Bill Boeing's empire to break up into Boeing United Aircraft Technologies and United Airlines. 1939, I had that already. Am I going through my notes again? Hold on, let's catch up here. I think that's actually it. That's it. That's what have you learned today?
I actually knew quite a bit of that already.
Look at you.
I was the history teacher.
You are good. I'm a nut for Revolutionary War history.
Yeah, and I'm really big on serial killers and murder.
There was, was it on Netflix? I can't remember what it's called on Netflix, but it's a series about the two guys that started to profile serial killers. I'll have to send you the name of it. It's phenomenal, and they go through the whole thing, and it's really, really good. Because before the late 70s, there was no profile on serial killers.
Right.
It never existed.
The word serial killer didn't even exist.
No, they actually coined it.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting. It's I love stuff like that. But even around here, I get used to it. You go around here, you're just in history all the time. Mm-hmm. There's markers all around, and I'm a history buff, but I'd see it all the time that it doesn't there's that marker. Or right. George Washington was here. You go every 2 miles here, George Washington
right.
was here.
Right.
Or this was here, that was here. I drive through Valley. I'm driving through Valley Forge.
Now you can say Rob was here.
That's a good point. I can say Jocelyn was here.
Yeah.
So, actually, before I get to that, so all the girls that come on, well, not all the girls, the important special girls come on the show. Mm-hmm. I try to get different things for everybody.
Okay.
So, thanks to my buddy Ruggs at Jackets and Things in beautiful historic Ambler, Pennsylvania, who's celebrating their 30th anniversary this weekend, Music Fest. So, come down Saturday. We're all going to be hanging out. Ruggs did me a favor. I was like, we got to make some stuff for Jocelyn. We got to give her some official Rob V Show gear.
Okay.
So, this is for you. I'm not sure about the tank top because we only had them in smalls.
I can usually make anything.
You know, but I see the Rob V Show leggings. This is everyone's gonna get pissed off because this is like the good pair. So all the leggings are numbered. So there's only been six of them made. So you have the number six pair.
I do.
So I'm hoping at some point you can take pictures for me. Because the goal here, Jocelyn, is to break the all-time record for downloads for the Rob V Show.
Gotcha.
Right now it's at 7,000.
Okay.
So I have a feeling if you post something on Instagram for me, we might be able to break a record.
I can do that.
I think.
I mean, I broke the internet a few times.
I'm pretty sure they're going to fit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got the right size.
We can do a little, when I'm trying to get them on over my butt, I can make a little booty video.
Well, I do have a question about your Instagram. So you do a lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
You don't do a lot of straight posting on Instagram. Is there a method for that? Is there a reason for that?
Not really.
Okay.
Just kind of like what I'm feeling at
okay.
that time.
I was just asking because I like when you post, like it's very rare I look at someone's stories.
Mm-hmm.
But like you, I'll look at your stories because I want to say, okay, what's Jocelyn up to?
Yeah.
So I didn't know if there was like a, because I asked you, do you run your Instagram? I didn't know
yeah.
if you did.
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, these are the questions I like to ask, you know? So, okay, two questions. I don't know if you can answer them. How many phones do you have? Just one? You have multiple?
I have three.
Three. Okay. See, I knew it. See, I know my shit. So you have three phones.
Well, two are with me. The other one's.
So I'm assuming one's a personal phone.
No, they all ring.
They all ring.
Yeah.
They all ring.
Because I'm a technology challenged human being, so technology doesn't always work for me how it's supposed to. So, like, this phone was acting crazy all day today.
Okay.
But the good thing is that phone rings to this phone and vice versa.
Okay. All right. So. Can you tell me?
I only have social media and stuff on one phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your phone right now, you don't have to call the person. Okay. Who do you think is the most famous person in your phone right now that you could tell me?
I wouldn't tell you.
Damn it. Okay. How about this question? Because, again, I'm trying to be like Bobby the Brain Heenan, the best broadcast journalist in the business. Who's the most famous adult adult film star you have on your phone right now that you could call right now and be like, hey, how you doing?
It depends on who you think is the most famous.
You want me to just name a couple? Well, you could just, let's see. Who do I want on the show that I haven't been able to have on the show? Hold on. Gonna come. Alexis Fox.
Phone number, but my best friend does.
We've been trying to get Alexis on forever.
Okay, I will mention it to my
Christy Mack.
I know her.
She's back.
I do not have her phone number anymore.
Okay, know that. Those only two big ones. I know everybody else. Mm. I ask these questions because people want to know these answers. Mm. But you can tell me no, like you
did.
I mean,
I've been in the business for 17 years.
I understand that, but you don't know Brandy.
I never said that.
No, because I asked Brandy if she. Maybe I asked her if you worked with her.
No,
I can't remember what I.
Together,
that's what I asked her. That's what I asked her. But she didn't say anything bad about you.
No, I don't have anything bad to say about her either. She's very sweet.
I was busting her balls last night. So she moved to Tampa.
Yeah.
And she's a big sports fan. Now she's all of a sudden, she's a Tampa Bay. She's a Tampa Bay. Not Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay. Oh, this is really bad. Why can't I think of Tampa's hockey team? Lightning, right? She's a big Lightning fan. So the Lightning are in the Stanley Cup Finals. I started busting her balls. Because I'm like, you're not from Tampa. What are you doing rooting for Tampa? She goes, well, I live here now. I'm like, you're a fraud. Like, and then she just texts me back. She goes, you can suck a dick. I said, Brandy, I don't care. Just because it's you, I'm still going to bust your balls because you're not from there. Therefore, you shouldn't root for him. And she didn't understand that concept. So we were going back and forth all night last night of her trying to explain to me why it's okay for Tampa teams. Mm. She didn't understand why I was busting her balls the whole time. Because she sends me that photo.
Oh,
and
cute.
she's like, go Boats. That's and I'm like, cute. I'm like, and my response was, I hate all Tampa teams. Probably because the Flyers haven't won a cup since 1974. And we're a hockey town. And there's good hockey in Florida. That shouldn't even be legal. It shouldn't even be allowed
sounds
to happen.
Like you're a little bitter.
You're goddamn. I'm a Philadelphia sports fan. I'm bitter every day. Every day I'm bitter. The only time I wasn't bitter is when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and when the Phillies won the World Series. We actually flew Allure out to the Eagles Super Bowl parade. And she hadn't been back in Philly, I don't even know how long. Right. And I told her, I said, listen, we're having this big party down at Xfinity Live at the start of the parade. The open bar starts at 8 a.m.
Right.
I'm like, there's no way in hell she's going to be there at 8 a.m. It's not going to happen. I was like, in other words, if you're staying in Jersey, you're not going to be able to go over a bridge because there is literally like 3.5 million people that shut down the city.
Right.
So like 8 goes by, no allure. 9 goes by, no allure. 10, I'm completely smashed by 10 o'clock because this has never happened in the city before the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I get a call. I'm 5 minutes away. What? How'd you get over the bridge? How did you get through the barrier? She gets over the bridge. A New Jersey cop recognizes her, lets her go. Then she gets out of her Uber, sees a Philadelphia cop, recognizes her, gets her through the barricade. She just looks at me. She's like, I guess it's good to be a Lord Jensen. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You couldn't get up early like all of us? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? It's not right. But, you know, anyway. But, yeah, Philadelphia sports fans are bitter. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Okay.
So now you've been the talk in the Philadelphia area for the last 10 days. So we, like I said, cast the thousands. So Chris Vecchione and Leo came over at the beginning of the week. There was a hole in my bathroom. Fixed that. They painted that. My buddy Abro came, put my blinds up. Rugs made the leggings for you in the tank top.
I love them. Tom, thank you.
I will. And he's like, you better make sure that you tag everything when she takes a picture. And I'm like, I will when she takes a picture. Hopefully she sends it and I can you know, do all the tagging and everything.
Yep.
I got a big shout out to Jess Margera from CKY for sending me some music to play. Jess, I got to have you on the show. And you started Radio Bam again, so you need to call me so we can come hang out because I know Bam's back in town. Bam's doing well. I think Bam's been sober for a year now,
good. Which
is awesome, which is good. So Bam's back to being Bam. He does anything, he makes money. Doesn't matter what he's doing.
Right.
Even when he was on Jackass, he wasn't skateboarding anymore. He was still selling the most skateboards in the world, which is absolutely insane. Who else do I have? There's like a thousand people that made all this, made sure it went perfectly right. Because I'm like, okay, Jocelyn's coming. Everything's got to be good. And then I have all this other food. If you want to, I don't even know what to do with it now. I'm like,
I'll take it.
You take it if you want. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm here for a week.
So. You know me. I'm not vegan.
I will eat it.
Although I learned a lot about vegan stuff. Because I'm Italian. I cook like, you want me to make your homemade pasta? You want me to do that? I can do that. But, you know, I was at Whole Foods and Wegmans. I'm like, I didn't even know this aisle of Wegmans existed. Normally, I go to Wegmans to food shop and find cougars. That's the best part.
Okay.
I don't know why, and I haven't seen it. They haven't done any reality porn where girls get picked up at Wegmans. I'd watch it. And I also learned that you don't watch any porn.
No,
You're not a porn watcher.
No.
You don't.
No.
And I've started doing this. So, like, Brandy, Allure, some other friends, I told them I can't watch their stuff. Mm-hmm. This was a while ago. They're like, why? I'm like, because I know you. It feels wrong. Just like, I can't watch your shit anymore. And then Brandy called me one day. She's like, you need to stop being a pussy. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you know me. It should be hotter. I'm like, okay. If you told me, whatever you say, Brandy.
Sometimes I just think it's like watching your sister or your cousin. I don't know. It's weird.
Listen, now that I know you, I'd do anything in the world, but I couldn't. I don't know. Viewing all you girls as sisters, because you're all super hot. I don't know if I could tell my sister, if I had a sister, that she was hot. I just have a brother. That's all that I have. So where can everyone find you on Instagram, Twitter? Oh, your Twitter's deactivated, right?
Twitter.
Okay. What is it?
Yes. It is it's The Real Jocelyn J1, I believe.
Okay.
And then my Instagram is at Jocelyn James. It's verified. It's the only one that I have. I do have a backup one, but I am not telling anyone what it is. And
I'm listening.
That is it. Those are my social medias. I'm also on OnlyFans. Sex Panther. I have a website.
What is Sex Panther?
Sex Panther is like sexting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do video calls, you can do phone calls, but all I have the ability to do between my schedules and stuff is to sext.
Okay.
Because then I can do that while I'm doing laundry.
Ah, there you go. There's laundry again. We got laundry. I love it. We got laundry. Okay,
and
that's good.
I can sext, do laundry, and be bent over the bed at the same time.
Now you tell me this at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think it's, everyone's like, no one's, because I have a studio in the city, and I'm like, you know what, I don't want to go into the city and do the show. I'm moving everything to my apartment. They're like, no one's going to come to your place to do the apartment. I'm like, oh yeah? Jocelyn James is here. this week I had to put my cock on the table, no pun intended, because I've been doing this for 10 years. There's a lot of imposters in the city that have completely knocked off what I try to do. So when I talked to you initially, I talked to you in the winter. I think in November is when I first talked to you. Like, oh, I'm going to be in town in July or June. And I put that shit on the calendar. I don't forget shit. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm bringing the big guns and I got to get Jocelyn on. Because no one else is having Jocelyn James on having on the show in Philly. It's just not going to happen. So I'm like, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took the time to come on.
Absolutely.
I asked the same thing to everyone that's been on the show. Well, the first thing is, did you have a good time?
Absolutely.
Could I drag you back on at some point?
Have you
learned anything on the program? I always ask people if they've learned anything on the show.
There were a few of those on this day that I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before I get to what I learned, before you leave, first of all, do you know how hard it was to find your FHM magazine? I couldn't order it anywhere.
Okay. There's two of them.
I know. I went online, couldn't order them. So I did the next best thing because I need stuff for the wall here.
Okay.
So I'm hoping before you leave, you can sign this for me.
Absolutely.
So we can frame it. It can go. I need more flair on the wall.
And if you tell me what sweatshirt size you wear, I'll send you one of the limited edition ones.
I would wear it. It's a double X if you have one of those.
I will send you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I need, when you can, pictures in the leggings and the tank top and
absolutely.
All that and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. You'll have those by the end of the week.
I'm going to be counting the days down. Now, my players are lobbed. Like, can Jocelyn come to the game? Like, I don't think Jocelyn's going to come to the game. I can ask her. She's too busy. I don't think she's coming to the game. Because I had Hollis Thomas, my friend who played for the Eagles. He's sitting. He's watching the game with us. Mm-hmm. Like, so Hollis came. Is Jocelyn? I'm like, no, she's busy. She's not coming. It would be first of all, none of the team would pay attention if you were in the dugout. Nobody would pay attention. Then I would get pissed off at you because
I'd get thrown out of the game.
Yeah, no one would throw you out of the game. Well, the funny part is when I do ground rules and we give them the lineups, all the umpires say the same thing. Okay, who's DHing? What are the ground rules? By the way, who are you having the show this week? It's the same conversation every night game all the time.
Gotcha.
Speaking of night games, Norgwen Packers back on tomorrow, live on SFBN. First pitch, 7:30. We're playing Town Menson. Tuesday, live on Sports Fan Base Network, 7:30. We are playing Pottstown. Tom Wilms has the call. I'm suspended, so you won't see me. But maybe I'll piss my league president off, and I'll sit in the press box, and I'll do the color, which would be highly entertaining. And then they'll say, well, who told you they could do this? I'm like, well, Jocelyn said I could do it.
Oh, don't get me.
I'll just blame you.
No, I told you. Do you think it's a good idea that you even go?
I can. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'm not going to cause any problems.
Okay, because you look so innocent.
Yeah, I'm really not innocent.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not innocent at all. Well, real quick, and we're going to wind down. The rare times I go on dates, mm-hmm. I can't win. So if I'm out with girls in the adult business, or as my friend Kiki says, I'm a civvy. I'm not. I'm too normal. And then if I go out with a quote unquote huge air quotes normal girl, I'm too crazy because of the girls I have on the show. I'm like, really? I can't. There's no. I can't find any gray area. Right. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
That's okay. What you see is what you get, right?
That's a good point. That's how I live my life.
I don't have a gray area either. It's black or white, yes or no.
I wish the audience, when we went to a commercial break, she told me a story, which I'm not going to repeat. And the attitude she had, I'm like, that's, you should have more of that attitude. I loved it. Like, that's, I like that attitude.
Oh, so the attitude of wanting to Suge Knight somebody?
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, I've never heard that before. I don't say that again. The attitude of
the Suge Knight. I'm a Suge Knight you. You know who you are. Yeah.
That just made my night.
Yeah.
It completely made. Oh, real quick, before I wind the show down, can you do a station ID for me? I'm going to tell you what a station ID is.
Okay.
So station ID is, and you can do it however you want to do it. So, like, you would say, this is Jocelyn James. You're listening to the Rob V Show.
You mean a drop?
Well, in the business, it's called a station ID.
Okay. Everybody's always called it a drop.
Well, yeah, screw those people.
Okay.
The proper system. See, I'm real anal when it comes to radio stuff.
Oh, you're anal?
Yeah. Well, No, don't judge me. But that's, see, when you're around people, you can say, well, in the radio business, it's called a station ID. This would be, I will show you what a sound drop is.
Dropping loads all over Quimby's face.
That would be a drop.
Okay.
That's the Nick Manning soundboard. I just email Nick shit to say, and he records it, and I put it up there. So, again, you would say, and you can say however you want to do it. You can add your own spin, whatever you want. This is Jocelyn James, and you're listening to The Rob V Show on robvradio.com.
Okay.
Action.
Hey, everybody, this is Jocelyn James. You're listening to The Rob V Show on robv.com.
No, hold on. robvradio.com. Oh, hold on, ready? And
no, show me it so I don't mess it up.
Oh, God, hold on. I'll just put Rob V
Radio.
Radio.
Okay.
Even though my handwriting is absolutely atrocious. robvradio.com. See, I told you, I can't write.
Okay.
I'm left-handed.
Okay.
We're going to try it again. Ready?
Okay.
See, I have bad handwriting. I'm lefty. God did not bless me with good handwriting. And go.
Hey, everybody. It's Jocelyn James. You're listening to the Rob V Radio Show at robvradio.com.
Bang. You got
Boom.
It. I like that. I learned that you're awesome. I got to admit, I was a little nervous. I haven't been nervous for a radio show in a
to make people nervous.
I've had celebrities on, I've had different adult film stars on, but for you, I was nervous all day, and I don't know why. I'm like, I want to make sure everything goes smooth as possible, and she has a good time, and I'm like, all right, everything's fine, but you're a sweetheart.
Thank you.
I thank you for taking the time to come on, because I know how busy you are, and you could have told me to go fuck myself, and you didn't, and I really appreciate it. Anything, I don't know whatever I could do for you down the road, but if there's a favor you need something, all you got to do is call me.
I appreciate it.
I don't know what that could be. But I appreciate you taking the time. Follow her on all her social media. Oh, I forgot. The Hall of Fame you're going into.
Yes.
Where is it at?
It's the UrbanX Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Las Vegas. It's in L.A.
Okay.
They're doing the Hall of Fame Inductee Award Show on the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
August 18th.
August 18th.
Yes.
Okay. So check her out there. And hopefully, maybe we can get her to feature again somewhere in Philly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make a phone call. If you want to.
Oh, always. Yeah, I'd totally love to come back.
I could annoy her some more. She hasn't maced me. There's no restraining orders.
No.
Things have gone well.
Yeah.
So I think we're okay.
Yeah.
So that'll do it for episode 453 of the Rob V Show. And I'm thrilled that you took the time to come on. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And we end the show the same way. We have a lot of recurring themes here. So again, my mentor, the great Big Daddy Graham, wrote a song to the Action News theme song. So, in the words of my brother, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, two wrongs don't make a right, they make an even. Big Daddy Graham, take us out.
going down, I'll try it again.
There's a crash on 95.
There's a fire down in Kensington.
Geez, that's a real surprise.
Andy Weather says it's gonna snow.
God, they hope so, weather sells.
Even if it's just a quarter inch,
they'll make it sound like blizzard hell.
We cover all the breaking news
with morons waving in the back.
I'm up.
Even if you're on your honeymoon,
they're gonna send the action cam.
The big story. The big story. The big story.
Hey! There's that action news fan.
The big story.
I want a monochrome now, best swimsuit calendar. Ow!